Hey everybody, I know some people would prefer to listen to something than to read it, so I'm happy to read it for you, as long as you can endure my raspy post-COVID voice that I haven't quite gotten back yet. This is what it talks about here. What is spiritual discernment, and how do we discern? During the discussion of the adoption merger with Elam Church, we have talked a lot about discernment. And this can feel like an elusive concept to many, so here is a short post with some tips and principles for spiritual discernment. Definition of discernment. The capacity to recognize and respond to God's leadership and guidance, both personally and in community. Ruth Haley Barton, author of Discerning God's Will Together, says this, "Discernment is much easier said than done. Discernment requires us to move beyond our reliance on cognition and intellectual hard work to a place of deep listening and response to the Spirit of God within us and among us. At the core of discernment is the choice and ability to listen on many levels. These levels are listening to what you sense spiritually, both in prayer and action. Does a word, phrase, or image come to your mind? Listening through scripture. What seems to be highlighted for you? Listening to your emotions. They can be a guide. With curiosity, ask what these emotions might mean for this process. Ask God. Listen to your thought process. What do you notice is on your mind? Listen to others. Is the Holy Spirit speaking through others? What are you hearing? As you listen on these many levels, look for what God may be highlighting for you. We often call this a kairos moment from the Greek concept of time, not only as linear, but that God actively breaks into our chronological time to get our attention. Here are some examples of what different kairos moments might look like in an excerpt from my book, Make a Move, How to Stop Wavering and Make Decisions in a Disorienting World. And you can head to that link for those kairos examples from the book. Kairos moments can be experienced during prayer, discussion with others, or when you're having an experience. For instance, the times of worship we have had with the Elam community. When we experience a kairos moment, there's a simple process we can encourage you to follow. Observe, what was happening? How did you react? Reflect, why did you react as you did? What did this mean? Discuss, who did you talk to? Plan, what was your response? How did you plan to learn and grow? Account, who kept you accountable? And then act. What was the outcome of putting your plan into action? You can watch this short teaching from Pastor Michael teaching the process during a sermon last year. You can click on it for the Kairos Circle. There's a lot of questions, pros and cons, potential plans, as well as areas where experimenting will need to be the approach. At the end of the day, we need to accept that there are many unknowns and certainty is not possible to achieve. We may want to have just more and more information to help us feel like we could make the perfect right decision, but that's not possible. The most important question is this. Do we think God is leading us to move forward with this adoption merger? Thank you for committing to discerning how God is leading our church. Here's a bonus tip. Consider your personality, gifting, and strengths. You may love change or dread it. You may be more deliberative or more of an activator. You may discern best when verbally processing, or maybe silence is ideal for you. Who you are matters in discernment. But a decision for a whole group also means paying attention to the personalities of others and how our differences may mean we lay down some of our preferences to truly seek God's leadership. Share your feedback and discernment with the leadership team here at this link. And there's also a link at the bottom for Ruth Haley Barton article on Discerning God's Will Together. Thanks for listening.